鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天让我们来听美国著名诗人罗伯特·弗罗斯特的一句话，中国唐代诗人张若虚的代表诗作《春江花月夜》。最后为大家选读的是美国著名作家拉尔夫·沃尔多·爱默生的两则日记 My Traveling in Europe。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote。
I never dared be radical when young, for fear it would make me conservative when old. Robert Frost。
年轻时我不敢走极端，以防年迈时变得保守。罗伯特·弗罗斯特。
罗伯特·弗罗斯特是20世纪美国最杰出的诗人之一，他曾经四次获得普利策优秀诗歌奖，这在美国诗坛是绝无仅有的。弗罗斯特和艾略特被看作是美国现代诗歌的两大中心，是传统诗歌和现代派诗歌交替时期的一位重要诗人，被看作是新英格兰的农民诗人，这源于他的生活经历以及诗歌取材，通过对新英格兰的自然景色或风俗人情的渲染，表达朴实无华，营造了一种富有哲理而又耐人寻味的韵味。
I never dared be radical when young, for fear it would make me conservative when old. Robert Frost。
年轻时我不敢走极端，以防年迈时变得保守。罗伯特·弗罗斯特。
张若虚，唐朝著名诗人，与贺知章、张旭、包容并称为吴中四士。《春江花月夜》是张若虚的代表作，被誉为唐诗开山之作，享有一词押两颂、孤篇盖全唐之名。《春江花月夜》是一首七言歌行，此诗沿用陈随乐府旧题，运用富有生活气息的清丽之笔，以江为场景，以月为主体，描绘了一幅优美渺远、长恍迷离的春江月夜图，书写了游子思妇真挚动人的离情别绪，以及富有哲理意味的人生感慨。全诗共36句，每四句一换韵，通篇融诗情、画意、哲理为一体，意境空明，想象奇特，语言自然隽永，韵律婉转悠扬。好，下面就让我们用中英对照的方式一起来读一下这首诗歌。中文版本由南海之声的主持人米亚牛为您朗诵，英文版本由许渊冲翻译。
春江花月夜，张若虚。
The moon over the river on a spring night by 张若虚。
春江潮水连海平，海上明月共潮生。 滟滟随波千万里，何处春江无月明。
In spring, the river rises as high as the sea, and with the river's tide, uprises the moon bright. She follows the rolling waves for 10,000 li. Wherever the river flows, there overflows her light.
江流婉转绕芳甸，月照花林皆似霰。空里流霜不觉飞，汀上白沙看不见。
The river winds around the fragrant islet, where the blooming flowers in her light all look like snow. You cannot tell her beams from hoar frost in the air, nor from white sand upon the farewell beach below.
江天一色无纤尘，皎皎空中孤月轮。江畔何人初见月？江月何年初照人？
No dust has stained the water, blending with the skies. A lonely wheel-like moon shines brilliant far and wide. Who, by the riverside, did first see the moon rise? When did the moon first see a man by riverside?
人生代代无穷已，江月年年望相似。不知江月待何人，但见长江送流水。
Many generations have come and passed away. From year to year, the moons look alike, old and new.We do not know tonight for whom she shed her ray, but here the river say to its water adieu.
白云一片去悠悠，清风浦上不生愁。谁家今夜扁舟子，何处相思明月楼。
Away, away is sailing a single cloud white. On farewell beach are pining away maples green. Where is the wanderer sailing his boat tonight? Who, pining away, on the moonlit rails would lean?
可怜楼上月徘徊，应照离人妆镜台。玉户帘中卷不去，倒疑砧上拂还来。
Alas, the moon is lingering over the tower. You should have seen her dressing table all alone. She may roll curtains up, but light is in her bower. She may wash, but moonbeams still remain on the stone.
此时相望不相闻，愿逐月华流照君。鸿雁长飞光不度，鱼龙潜跃水成文。
She sees the moon, but her husband is out of sight. She would follow the moonbeams to shine on his face.But message-bearing swans can't fly out of moonlight, nor letter-sending fish can leap out of their place.
昨夜闲谈梦落花，可怜春半不还家。江水流春去欲尽，江潭落月复西斜。
He dreamed of flowers falling o'er the pool last night. Alas, spring has half gone, but he can't homeward go. The water-bearing spring will run away in flight. The moon over the pool will in the west sink low.
斜月沉沉藏海雾，碣石潇湘无限路。不知乘月几人归，落月摇情满江树。
In the mist on the sea, the slanting moon will hide. It's a long way from northern hills to southern streams. How many can go home by moonlight on the tide? The setting moon sheds over riverside trees but dreams.
世界，用心，用心聆听。
Beauty of Words。
今天，让我们一起来读美国作家拉尔夫·沃尔多·艾默生所写的两则日记。艾默生是美国著名的散文作家、思想家和诗人。今天选读的艾默生的两则日记，是他1833年游历欧洲结束后，准备启程和登船回国的途中写下的。记载了他对这次欧洲之行的一些初步感受和看法。好，下面就让我们一起来读一下这两则日记的中英文版本。英文版本由我的同事天宇为您朗读，中文版本由刘一南翻译。
My Traveling in Europe, Ralph Waldo Emerson, September the 1st, 1833, Liverpool.
我在欧洲的旅行，拉尔夫·沃尔多·爱默生。1833年9月1日，利物浦。
I thank the great God who has led me through this European scene, this last schoolroom in which he has pleased to instruct me, from Malta's Isle, through Sicily, through Italy, through Switzerland, through France, through England, through Scotland, in safety and pleasure, and now has brought me to the shore and the ship that steers westward.
我感谢伟大的上帝，他领我走过欧洲这一舞台，这一最后的课堂。期间，他愉快地指导我，从马耳他岛穿越西西里，穿越意大利，穿越瑞士，走过法兰西，走过英格兰，走过苏格兰，一路平安，快乐无比。现在又带我来到了海岸边，登上了西行的航船。
He has shown me the man I wish to see.Landor, Coleridge, Carlyle, Wordsworth. He has thereby comforted and confirmed me in my convictions. Many things I owe to the sight of these men. I shall judge more justly, less timidly, of wise men forevermore.
他引荐我拜谒了我渴望见到的人们。兰道、科尔律治、卡莱尔、华兹华斯。由此他使我获得了安慰，坚定了我的信念。见到这些人使我受益匪浅，对于这些聪慧的人们，我将永远给予更加恰当的评价，丝毫也不必含蓄。
To be sure, not one of these is a mind of the very first class, but what the intercourse with each of these suggests is true of intercourse with better men, that they never fill the ear, fill the mind. No, it is an idealized portrait which always we draw of them.
可以肯定，这些人里没有哪一个人可以说思维是第一流的。但与他们每个人的交往都真正感受到是与优秀人物的交往。他们从来都不满足于倾听，满足于精神。不，它是一种我们总会从中获得教益的理想化写照。
Upon an intelligent man, wholly a stranger to their names, they would make in conversation no deep impression, none of a world-filling fame.They would be remembered as sensible, well-read, earnest men, not more. Especially are they all deficient, all these four, in different degrees, but all deficient, in insight into religious truth. They have no idea of that species of moral truth, which I call the first philosophy. Peter Hunt is as wise a talker as either of these men. Don't laugh.
对于一个有才智的，对他们的名字完全陌生的人来说，或许同他们的谈话不会留下深刻的印象，也不会有享誉世界的名声。他们会作为明智的、博学的和诚挚的人而被记住，仅此而已。尤其是他们这四个人全都缺乏，程度不同，但全都缺乏对宗教实质的洞察力。他们没有认识到我所称为第一哲学的道德实质的形式。如果彼得·亨特作为一个谈话者，也会达到和他们当中两者那样的聪明程度。不要笑。
The comfort of meeting men of genius such as these is that they talk sincerely. They feel themselves to be so rich that they're above the meanness of pretending to knowledge which they have not, and they frankly tell you what puzzles them.But Carlyle is so amiable that I love him.
与一些像他们那样的天才人物会面，他们的谈话非常真诚，使我感到欣慰。他们觉得自己知识丰富，所以能超脱地说出自己所不具有的知识，坦率地告诉你困惑他们的是什么。可是卡莱尔，他是如此可亲可爱，我喜欢他。
But I am very glad my traveling is done. A man not old feels himself too old to be a vagabond. The people at their work, the people whose avocations I interrupt by my letters of introduction, accuse me by their looks for leaving my business to hinder theirs.
我的旅行有收获，对此我非常高兴。一个年纪不老的人感觉到自己很老，那就成了一个流浪汉。这些正在工作着的人们，这些被我的介绍信打断了自己业余工作的人们，在把我的事情留下时所流露出的表情，是在谴责我妨碍了他们自己的事情。
These men make you feel that fame is a conventional thing, and that man is a sadly limitary spirit. You speak to them as to children,or persons of inferior capacity whom it is necessary to humor, adapting our tone and remarks to their known prejudices and not to our knowledge of the truth.
这些人使你感到名声是一件很平常的事情。人类是一个悲哀的受到限制的精灵。你同他们讲话就像是在同儿童或者具有普通能力的人讲话一样。必须去迎合他们，要提高你的嗓门，要说他们熟悉和偏爱的东西，不要说我们关于真理性的知识。
I believe in my heart, it is better to admire too rashly as I do, than to be admired too rashly as the great men of this day are. They miss, by their premature canonization, a great deal of necessary knowledge.And one of these days must begin the world again as to their surprise they will find needful, poor. I speak now in general and not of these individuals. God save a great man from a little circle of flatterers. I know it is sweet, very sweet, rat's bane.
我发自内心的相信像我这样急于赞誉别人，比起当代的大人物们那样急于被人赞誉要好得多。他们由于过早地被尊为圣人，从而错过了大量必须的知识。有那么一天，他们一定会重新开始贫乏的生活。他们会大吃一惊，同时发现这是必要的。我现在只是泛泛而言，而非特指。上帝将一个大人物从一个谄媚者的小圈子里拯救出来。我知道，这是甜蜜的，非常甜蜜的杀鼠药。
September the 2nd, 1833, Liverpool.
1833年9月2日，利物浦。
No sailing today. So you may know what I have seen and heard in the 4 days I have been here. Really, nothing external. So I must spin my thread from my bowels. It must be said, this is the least agreeable city to the traveler in all England. A good packet office, no more. Glad I bid adieu to England, the old, the rich, the strong nation, full of arts and men and memories. Nor can I feel any regret, in the presence of the best of its sons, that I was not born here.
今天没有扬帆起航，所以你可以知道我在近四天来在这里的所见所闻。外界真的是没有什么可写的。所以我必须自己搜肠刮肚地编织思路。人们都肯定地说，这是全英格兰最令旅游者感到不快的城市了。有一个良好的行李托运处，再没别的什么了。高兴的是，我要满载着艺术、人物和回忆，向英格兰这个古老、富裕、强大的国家说再见了。我作为他的子孙中非本土出生的优秀者，不可能感到有丝毫的遗憾。
I am thankful that I am an American, as I am thankful that I am a man. It is its best merit to my eye that it is the most resembling country to America which the world contains. The famous burden of English taxation is bearable. Men live and multiply under it.Though I have heard a father in a higher rank of life speak with regret of the increase of his family.
我为自己是一个美国人而感到欣慰，就像我为自己是一个男人而感到欣慰一样。在我看来，它是一个在世界范围内与美国最为相像的国家，这就是它的最大优点了。英格兰的赋税负担沉重是有名的，人们在此状态下却仍在生活和繁衍着。尽管我曾听说，即使是一个生活地位很高的父亲，也在为他的家庭增丁添口而说着懊悔的话。
My traveling in Europe.Ralph Waldo Emerson, September the 1st, 1833, Liverpool. I thank the great God who has led me through this European scene, this last schoolroom in which he has pleased to instruct me from Malta's Isle, through Sicily, through Italy, through Switzerland, through France, through England, through Scotland, in safety and pleasure, and now has brought me to the shore and the ship.That steers westward. He has shown me the men I wish to see, Landor, Coleridge, Carlyle, Wordsworth. He has thereby comforted and confirmed me in my convictions. Many things I owe to the sight of these men. I shall judge more justly, less timidly, of wise men forevermore. To be sure, not one of these is a mind of the very first class.But what the intercourse with each of these suggests is true of intercourse with better men, that they never fill the ear, fill the mind. No, it is an idealized portrait which always we draw of them. Upon an intelligent man, wholly a stranger to their names, they would make in conversation no deep impression, none of a world-filling fame.They would be remembered as sensible, well-read, earnest men, not more. Especially are they all deficient, all these four, in different degrees, but all deficient in insight into religious truth. They have no idea of that species of moral truth, which I call the first philosophy. Peter Hunt is as wise a talker as either of these men.Don't laugh. The comfort of meeting men of genius such as these is that they talk sincerely. They feel themselves to be so rich that they're above the meanness of pretending to knowledge which they have not, and they frankly tell you what puzzles them. But Carlyle is so amiable that I love him. But I am very glad my traveling is done. A man not old feels himself too old to be a vagabond. The people at their work, the people whose avocations I interrupt by my letters of introduction, accuse me by their looks for leaving my business to hinder theirs. These men make you feel that fame is a conventional thing, and that man is a sadly limitary spirit. You speak to them as to children or persons of inferior capacity whom it is necessary to humor. Adapting our tone and remarks to their known prejudices and not to our knowledge of the truth. I believe in my heart it is better to admire too rashly as I do than to be admired too rashly as the great men of this day are. They miss, by their premature canonization, a great deal of necessary knowledge. And one of these days must begin the world again as to their surprise they will find needful, poor. I speak now in general and not of these individuals. God save a great man from a little circle of flatterers. I know it is sweet, very sweet, Ratsbane. September the 2nd, 1833, Liverpool. No sailing today, so you may know what I have seen and heard in the 4 days I have been here. Really, nothing external. So I must spin my thread from my bowels. It must be said this is the least agreeable city to the traveler in all England. A good packet office, no more. Glad I bid adieu to England, the old, the rich, the strong nation, full of arts and men and memories. Nor can I feel any regret in the presence of the best of its sons that I was not born here. I am thankful that I am an American, as I am thankful that I am a man. It is its best merit to my eye that it is the most resembling country to America which the world contains. The famous burden of English taxation is bearable. Men live and multiply under it, though I have heard a father in a higher rank of life speak with regret of the increase of his family.
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。今天的节目就到这儿，我们明天见。